Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Remember, coming up on 18 years, he's been hanging out with us. Executive Director of NetChoice.org, which is an organization that I'll get him to tell you about in just a little bit, but one that I've been happy to support for a long time now. And he's our good friend, Steve DelBianco. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year to you.
You too. Hey, Steve, and folks, Steve is, I don't know anybody on the planet who's worked harder to make the Internet as open and free and unregulated as it can be than Steve DelBianco. He's literally, literally traveled the world, the four corners of the world, I don't know how many continents, putting his money where his mouth is. And he's well-respected, highly regarded, and he's made a difference. And, Steve, one of the things you've been working on is the remote sales tax issue. You and I have been reporting on this probably ever since we've been talking to each other, 18 years. And you've been able to hold it off for a long time to prevent small business owners from having to pay to remit sales tax to every little precinct around the world, around the country, that will charge a different kind of a tax and remit that individually to them. You've been working on that for a long time, but now all of that's in front of the Supreme Court, and a gavel is about to drop on it, isn't it?
Well said, Jim. Well said. As you know, NetChoice represents e-commerce platforms and online companies, and they are really the lifeblood of what small business does online. And when small business turns to the Internet to reach customers across the country and around the world, they are going to face some significant regulation and tax barriers. But it just seems insane to allow every single tax jurisdiction in the United States, and there's 12,000 of them, and 46 state tax auditors, to be able to audit, regulate, and impose taxes and regulation on every single business in America. Mm-hmm. And yet, like you said, the Supreme Court could create that kind of chaos by June of 2018. So here's what happened. On Friday, the Supreme Court decided, yes, they were going to hear South Dakota's appeal of a lawsuit in South Dakota. My organization, NetChoice, sued South Dakota in 2016 over their new law, which was a direct challenge to decades of precedent in the United States. It was a direct challenge to what is called the Quill case. Quill was an office product company in Massachusetts. And that case in 1992 ruled that states can only impose these tax obligations on businesses that have a physical presence. That's why all of us who run businesses collect sales tax for every state where we have a physical presence, but not where we don't.
Right.
And that could completely
those have been called remote sales all these years, haven't they?
Very good. Yes, exactly. And remote sellers would be those of you who sell into states, namely because customers happen to find your website.
Right.
It isn't as if your listening companies are sending catalogs to every citizen around the country,
right.
But if you put up a website, here's the good news.
People will find
your website.
Yep.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, I buy things from small business owners all over the country, all the time online. So all right. So what do you think is going to happen? What's the Supreme Court looking like right now with this?
Jim, the fact that they decided to take the case in our lawsuit means that at least four of the nine justices want to reexamine the Quill physical presence
standard.
And it only takes one more to get five of
them. Is this seen as a progressive
concern?
Is the wanting to tax the opposite of side of yours, wanting to allowing the taxation for everybody who sells online, regardless of where they are, is that seen as a progressive or a conservative? I'm not sure. I know how to say that. Is it seen as a progressive idea or a conservative idea?
Yeah, I don't think it's a left and right on the political spectrum.
Okay.
Because the Supreme Court has a tiny little window onto this, because our Constitution says it's Congress who regulates interstate commerce.
Right.
And it's Congress that has never spoken to this question. 225 years,
right.
They have never spoken to sales tax across state lines. So ultimately, whatever the Supreme Court does, and we should know by June.
What is that little window?
Because in the absence of Congress acting, states began to chase down businesses in other states. Those states appealed to courts. It made its way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, look, unless Congress says something, we've got to make a decision here. And in 1992, the Supreme Court unanimously said, look,
Steve, what is the little window they have to look at right now? What is that little window? Very quickly.
Whether physical presence should continue to be the rule absent congressional action.
And they'll rule in June, and we'll probably hear about it in October.
No, we'll hear about it even sooner than that, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so you'll be back, I know, at least more than once to help us keep up with this. So, folks, this is in coming at us pretty soon. We'll know this year. Stay with us. 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.